You're listening to Ink Speak, where storytelling and poetry meet the wonder and magic of living. I'm your captain, author, poet, and unearther of life, Maverick Malone. Welcome to a very fun, short filler episode. Ink Speak is still on a hiatus. I'm working on season two right now, actually, but I wanted to record this and have it up here as kind of an intermission. This is just a full spoken word piece that I performed recently on a Tuesday night. It was the last Tuesday night open mic of the poetry group that I attend that was going to be in a certain space. And the theme, the prompt of the night was the empty stage. So it was kind of like paying homage to the place that has housed us for the past couple of years. And it's been a very special place to me, having that as a container, as an incubator of sorts to really, really hone my skills and get more comfortable being up on stage and being in front of people. And I didn't know what I was going to read. I hadn't planned on writing anything new, but true to form, that day I was listening to spoken word pieces, a lot of stuff by Andrea Gibson. And this piece was actually inspired by a title, spoken word piece that they wrote, but it was actually a misread title. So as I read the title, which I believe was called Radio featuring Jesse Thomas, and I just really quickly glanced at that and my brain scrambled that into Radio Jesus. And I went with it because I liked the way it sounded, for one. And I was curious what the hell a Radio Jesus was. And part of my process is that I write to discover. So if something intrigues me, I will just start writing and see where that takes me. And that's how this piece was born. And I found out basically like what a Radio Jesus is. It's us. It's the people that go to this Tuesday open mic night, and it's the space, and it's all of it. And it turned into this. And the open mic night, that night, there were so many people that wanted to read. So there's usually a 5-minute time limit, but they're not as strict about that time limit on normal nights. But since this was the last one, they wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to be heard. So I had to condense this down because I don't write short poems. And a lot of my stuff, I feel like, is longer than 5 minutes. So I felt like I gave a very strong performance. I love performing my stuff, but it wasn't fully read the way I probably would have normally read it, with pauses and inflection in certain words and giving certain phrases space to breathe when I was just trying to cram it all in 5 minutes. So I threw this out there when I got up on stage. I was like, okay, I had to condense this down. If you want to listen to the full version, I'm going to have it up on my podcast next week. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving this another place for it to exist. And I got some really great feedback on this piece, and I know some people wanted to hear it again. So I like that I have it here, because it did kill me softly a little bit to have to trim that down and kind of give the abridged version. Something I noticed after the fact that was a really cool, magical little synchronicity about this poem is that when I wrote out the full version, there's a line towards the end where I talk about the stage as the descriptor of glow in the dark. So like the glow in the dark stage. And I ended up cutting that part, just the glow in the dark part, along with a couple other things, just to really splice as much of it together as I could. But the interesting thing about this is that, like, I didn't say that part to the room, so there was no glow in the dark. But we get to the end of the night, and there was someone that was the last reader of the evening. Very, very powerful, incredible piece. And there was a painting that went with it, that was kind of part of the presentation, and it was a glow-in-the-dark piece. So the lights were turned off for a minute. There was a black light on the stage. The stage was literally glowing in the dark. And I thought that was so cool that even though, like, I didn't say that part in my poem, that kind of manifested in my reality for sure, because I wrote in the poem glow-in-the-dark stage, and that is literally what happened at the end of the night. That was so cool and so magical and so incredible, and just is a testament to the magic of writing. If you can think about it and you write it and you put it in a poem, you speak it aloud, you believe it, magical things happen. Magical shit happens when you write it down. And I'm a big believer in using manifestation, or using poetry specifically for manifestation. And I've I've seen this in my work many, many times where I will write something and inevitably it comes true. And then when you add intention to that and you say, okay, let's actually intentionally call this thing in, and then you write a poem about it or you journal about it, and inevitably it happens. So I just thought that was so cool with the glow in the dark, the art piece that was really cool, the stage all under the black light. It was a really, really amazing way to end the evening. So without further ado, I'm going to leave this here. We're going to set the piece to some music, and I hope you enjoy Radio Jesus. A man with a kind face who read tarot for me once pulls a card on the screen and says, "You are going home." I connect the dots in a poem of all the places I've ever assigned that word, for the space that refilled my vessel with the same stardust we came from, for everyone that ever listened, for the ones who saw bravery in me and dared to point it out, built a church for introverts and called it a haven, not just for words, but for becoming and unveiling and believing. I feel like I was born on this stage. I admire everyone who's ever come up here because I know what that takes. A willingness to slice yourself open and bleed onto the page, hoping someone else will see the artistry that it makes, like the way some people find Jesus in a tortilla, burnt toast, or song lyrics. This place is a Radio Jesus. I don't mean religious things I never once believed in. I mean a healing frequency we're all attuned to, airing the dirty laundry of our demons, and before we even begin, we are already forgiven. I mean this is the church I attend. Here is what I believe. In breaking before you understand how to bend, in hummingbird wings and melting icicles, and a string of strange blinking lights in a sky full of possibility. I believe we're the blaring sirens of those things. I believe in honesty, in trust, in truth. I redline, underline, that is three colossal letters, Y-O-U. I believe in bearing it all, stripping on stage, pulling silk scarves from our veins and calling it a Monet. I believe in thrive as the summation of the mathematical equation of survive, the question that begs for dollar signs when it just needed 2 cents to make it by. Thoughts here are worth far more than pennies, because it's the change we bring, and I believe most in making it out of here alive. Life, I mean. What a blessing to get to do that together, to know people are coming with ya, that alone is the one word excluded here, can't exist in a place like this. I believe in warbler songs and the most weathered of poems, waterlogged from being loved so much. You are loved so much. Vinyl static crackle from being sung so much. I believe in listen. 2022 taught me what living and loving meant. I was drowning in beer like potion that would magically carry my feet up here to sit on the stool and open a notebook as I carefully cut my tender heart open and squeezed it onto paper. I thought it would be a terrible dried blood kind of crimson, but it was beautiful, more like an orange, sun-bitten and bright. There was a sweetness to it. There's always a sweetness to it. When you do the thing you thought you couldn't and prove that gravity is just a concept and you could always fly. That was the year I learned how to do that, and what's so incredible about all of it is this is a container. And the man I love is a container, and you are a container. What a glorious bespoke chrysalis. Space holders, heart growers, God, I could write you 1,000 poems of the miracle that happened. Us, a cacophony of slippery birds in a room for breathing. I don't mean breathing like automatic somatic, I mean breathing like every time we're somewhere that's not here, out there, we're still a little bit stifled and crumpled and damp and new as we learn how to be more of ourselves, and then we crash here and witness each other. We can really exhale, release, we let something go because we've mastered the art of holding a moment. What comes will inevitably go, and something new will fill the space. This place is going to change, but no matter what it's replaced with, we will always be here, breathing within these walls, and you cannot scrub us out or tear us down. What stays behind is every word ever spoken aloud. As for these, I don't know what else I can say that hasn't already been said in some form or fashion. I think maybe that's why I chose this outfit, to illustrate the point I'm painting. Van Gogh once said, "If I am worth anything later, I am worth something now. For wheat is wheat, even if people think it is grass in the beginning. And look at us now, a shining field of golden. I knew it the whole time. For when you don't know what to say, write it. Today I'm calling mine, tried to say this a few times, and this is what it became. Think about it. All the times you've fallen into darkness and honest to some god in the sky, you tried and you became. All the times still coming that you will keep trying and you will become. It's the lessons we wear like a sequin cape, the stars we paint on our sleeves, and the soft light we offer to someone's pain. It's one last call for this glow-in-the-dark stage, one last poem for the home that it became, one last awe-sparked song for what we collectively have made, the gods in us daring to be seen, every star making a new constellation, an emergent flood of miracles from the love-preach speech of the blaring radio Jesus of this place. We pulse on, we pulse on, we're alive as long as we create. We are swaying wheat beneath a starry night in progress, learning how to shine. The green noise of rain showering all this grief, a scanning frequency and a radio dial like Jesus speaking from a place of love. I, like all of you, am an unfinished poem that could never end here because we are the creators and God. There is much work to be done."